Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
That's the Drifters bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Suzanne Paling's here. She's one of our great Brain Trust members, author of The Accidental Sales Manager, A Survival Guide, and also The Sales Leader's Problem Solver. Folks, these are books that will help you, especially if you need help with your getting your salespeople to ramp up their professionalism, their effectiveness, their performance. And you as the manager of them, these books will help you. I encourage you to check them out. Suzanne, tell us how we can find you online and how we can find your books.
SalesManagementServices.com. And both of the books are available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
All right. So check that out, folks. You'll be glad you did. Hey, Suzanne, we're talking about wrapping up the year. Here it is, end of August. If you're in sales, You've got to be out front of things. I mean, people. I remember when I've sold things where I could walk in today and walk out with a contract. But those days are kind of long gone. Today, people are take a lot longer to make decisions, especially the bigger the company, the bigger the prospect. And so, if you're going to close something, if you're B2B. Probably, I don't know what the percentage is, but if you're B2B, a high percentage of companies like you, if you're going to close them before the end of the year, you better have them maybe looking at a proposal or a demo or something pretty soon, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. You can't just hope and think that it's going to come in. There's a natural optimism about Q4 because often it can be for a lot of companies one of the largest quarters, but you can't just wish it and will it. It you know, you have to get out there. I've got a couple tips for sales managers, Jim.
Okay.
Especially in this extended Q4. But the first tip is review the comp plan with people. Three quarters of the way through the year, a lot of reps forget the details of the comp plan. And they may indeed be leaving money on the table if they don't get to a certain point. My second tip is to create an individually designed Q4 sales contest. For each rep, think about the rep. Think about their strengths. Think about their weaknesses.
One for each sales design, rep. Not one for the whole team. One for each one.
Not one for the whole team. You may have one for the whole team, and that could work out as well. But have an individual. Say to them, I know you can close the Smith account by November 1.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, here's what you get. Mm-hmm. Or I know you can go from 105 to 108. Things like that, they're individually targeted.
One thing we know about salespeople, if you've got the right salespeople, they are motivated by money. And if your salespeople aren't motivated by money, then you need to put them in the accounting department and go get another salesman who is motivated by money. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Money is a main driver. And you can have more than one sales contest going on at the same time, provided they're very clear and directed. But they should be short. They should be fun for nominal amounts of money.
So should the prize be more money, or should it be something? You know, here's something I always thought was pretty smart. When I worked for a company one time, long time ago, they would do things that would involve the couple. If you were married, most of us were married, and they would send the contest information to the spouse. So the spouse would say, get out there and go sell something. I want to go to dinner. I want to go on that trip or whatever. They would conspire against the sales rep.
Absolutely. I'm not a big advocate of money for these short sales contests. I'm a bigger advocate of gift certificates.
Right. Okay.
So that's what I recommend.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing people forget, Jim, and I think is really important for Q4, is sponsor some training. A morning, an afternoon, or a day of it if you can afford it. Bring someone in from the outside if you can.
Mm-hmm.
This shows reps how serious you are about wanting them to succeed. And all salespeople need booster training and a chance to revisit the basics.
What do you see as the most important area of training? It seems to me getting in the door is the hardest thing about selling right now. What do you think?
I think prospecting has become really very difficult. I think a lot of people don't have great writing skills. So much is done over email. I think a lot of people don't mix up their media. They don't reach out to the customer from different vantage points. I think once they do get on the phone, they don't have some good opening questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are a lot of different things you could look at. And everybody appreciates a different voice and a different way of looking at things.
Mm-hmm. What else? I got time for one more tip.
As a sales leader, you have to advocate for yourself. If there are extraneous meetings you're being dragged into all the time, mm-hmm. reporting that makes no sense, you need to get with your direct supervisor and say, I have a quota to make. I need to jettison some of these things, and I need to spend every amount of, you know, bit of time I have coaching my reps so they'll hit their goal. It's their job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the biggest challenges for small business owners who double as a sales manager. Is it's hard to run the business and manage the salespeople. And that's the reason why one of the goals for every business as they grow is to get to the point where they can justify a sales manager. Hey, Suzanne, I need your website one more time, please.
Salesmanagementservices.com.
Folks, check that out. She can help you. She will help you. Her books, The Accidental Sales Manager, and also The Sales Leader's Problem Solver. Suzanne, good job today. I appreciate you very much. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure, Jim.
We love having you on the show. Suzanne Paling, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.